Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israel blocked the entry of aid trucks into Gaza on Sunday as a standoff over the truce that has halted fighting for the past 6 weeks escalated, with U.S.-designated terror group Hamas calling on Egyptian and Qatari mediators to intervene. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Israel warned of additional consequences if Hamas does not accept what Israel says is a U.S. proposal for a ceasefire extension. Hamas accused Israel of trying to derail the fragile truce and said its decision to cut off aid was cheap extortion, a war crime, and a blatant attack on the existing agreement. The first phase of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire, which included a surge in humanitarian assistance, expired Saturday. The two sides have yet to negotiate the second phase, when Hamas is to release dozens of remaining hostages in return for Israel's pullout and a lasting ceasefire. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Reflecting the fragility of the ceasefire deal, local health officials said Israeli gunfire had killed four Palestinians in separate attacks in the northern and southern Gaza Strip. The Israeli military said that suspects were identified close to its troops in northern Gaza and that they had planted a bomb. It added that an airstrike was carried out to, quote-unquote, eliminate the threat.
Netanyahu, there is no need to extend phase one. There is an immediate need to initiate phase two.
Families of hostages being held in Gaza called on Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to move to the second phase of the ceasefire. Einav Zangalker is the mother of hostage Matan Zangalker. The current crisis in the negotiations is a deliberate crisis orchestrated and manipulated by Netanyahu. A senior Hamas official told Agence France-Presse the group was prepared to release all remaining hostages in a single swap during the second phase. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will try to revive hope for peace in Ukraine at a meeting with Volodymyr Zelensky and other Western leaders on Sunday, 2 days after the Ukrainian president clashed with U.S. President Donald Trump. On Saturday, Starmer welcomed Zelensky and told him he had the U.K.'s unwavering support. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Zelensky arrived to cheers from people who had gathered outside 10 Downing Street, where Starmer gave him a hug and ushered him inside.
And we stand with you with Ukraine for as long as it may take.
Zelensky thanked him and the people of the UK for their support and friendship.
We're very happy in Ukraine that they have such partners.
After the meeting, Britain announced it was extending a $2.8 billion loan to Kyiv for military procurement, with the money coming from profits on frozen Russian assets. It's Britain's contribution to a $50 billion package of support pledged by the G7 group of wealthy industrialized nations. Zelensky is in London to attend a summit of European leaders on Sunday. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Ukraine's foreign ministry said on Sunday it condemned the breach of territorial sovereignty by a group of the International Atomic Energy Agency employees who visited the Russian-occupied Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine via Russian-occupied territory. In an emailed statement, the foreign ministry blamed, quote, Russian blackmail and systematic attempts to impose upon international organizations illegal and contradictory mechanisms of operating on the temporarily occupied territories, unquote. The Vatican said on Sunday that Pope Francis is in a stable condition as he fights double pneumonia in the hospital for a 17th day and is resting, having had a peaceful night. Francis had a visit from the Vatican Secretary of State as well on Sunday, who afterwards distributed a message from the pontiff in which he thanked his doctors for their care, well-wishers for their prayers, and said he was living his hospitalization as an experience of profound solidarity with people who are sick and suffering elsewhere. Mario Lettieri is an employee at Gemelli Hospital, where Francis is staying. We must hope that everything goes well. Let's hope. I'm reading that nothing is being said about the Pope in the ward, but I'm reading from outside that there are these ups and downs, these respiratory crises. We must hope. I am still very worried, but let's see. Let's see. The Vatican said on Saturday evening that the 88-year-old pontiff's condition had stabilized following an isolated breathing crisis a day earlier. According to police, Finland will release an oil tanker which investigators believe broke a Baltic Sea power cable and four internet lines late last year and will escort the vessel to international waters even as the criminal probe continues. However, three crew members remain subject to a travel ban and are not allowed to leave Finland. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.